Folks, you are tuned into High Plains Public Radio. Thanks so much for being here. This is Jenny Anzarello. I am live in the studio and live on the phone right now. I have got Miss Susan Gibson, who we have snagged for yet another fabulous living room concert. Susan's going to cap off the HPPR Living Room Concert Series for 2019 in Amarillo on the 16th. That is Saturday the 16th to you folks. And we're going to be at the Rocking OT at 3100 Southwest 6th Avenue, a new venue that we're excited to have this CD release party, album release party, whatever you want to call it, the hard stuff. And I know y'all have been hearing it nonstop because I've been playing the crap out of it. Can I say crap? I'm not sure. I should probably quit saying it, Susan. I'm so thrilled that you're on the phone with me right now from your home in Wimberley, and you're touring right now. How's it going?
Oh, it's going so great. You know, this month has been kind of weird because I've had two trips where I'm flying. And I hardly ever fly, so this feels very, very rock star-ish, you know, to have to go to the airport and get on an airplane. I'm such a driver in my big lumbering white van, and so it's been a great month. It's been really fun to tour this album.
Well, I've seen your lumbering white van, and you have an incredible sense of space relations.
Yes, it's a little, it's a, you know, it's has to function.
It has to function.
It has to function well. So.
Well, this album is such a blast, and we had you for a CD retention party a while back, and
yeah, we did
at the Fibonacci space, and so we got a little bit of a sneak peek live in the Fibonacci space, and it's so exciting to hear the studio recordings of all these different songs that you have here. Mm-hmm. Previously, when we had you in Garden City during a pledge drive several years ago, it was right when Remember Who You Are came out.
Yeah.
Which was such an incredible EP, but really dealt with some heavy stuff. And now we've got the hard stuff, which to me, it does feel like kind of you made it through to the other side.
Well, you know what? It feels like that a lot more these days than it did when I was doing the Remember Who You Are was kind of an immediate reaction. And I think just by definition, the hard stuff is kind of putting all that stuff in context, whereas I didn't have a context for it before. It just was, it felt like it was my entire life was kind of grieving a little bit, you know? And the hard stuff, you know, time and space away from those things that let you kind of see it in the proper size. I think that's what the hard stuff, what, you know, the songs on there are just, they're a little bit down the road from the hard stuff, you know, and not so immediate. I think there's kind of a line that goes through all those songs of getting through.
Absolutely. You know? And, you know, we play Remember Who You Are all the time, and folks might remember the content there is right after you lost your mom. And it was just some really, really intense but beautiful music. And, you know, like you said, tragedy plus time equals folk music, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's great.
Well, the hard stuff, it looks like you had some collaborations on there with your good buddy Jana, who we play also. Incredible singer, incredible folk writer. Tell us a little bit about those collaborations.
So she and I wrote a song on, it's the first track on there called Imaginary Lines. And, you know, we have been working together for a dozen years now. And in more of a business office capacity, she is super organized and all that kind of stuff. But first and foremost, she's a brilliant songwriter. And I'm always surprised that when we were traveling together that we didn't write a song a day. You know what I mean?
Because we
sure had a good time, and she's just super smart. But we only have a couple that we've written together, and one of them is called Imaginary Lines. And, you know, kind of about the travels, kind of about self-imposed abstract limitations of things, you know. I think the song started out of the idea that, man, what a cool thing that we all agree that you don't cross a double yellow line, you know? And there's not actually a thing there. It's a suggestion, but we all agree to it. And it works out badly when somebody doesn't agree to it. And so then just from there, we started kind of extrapolating that idea, you know, she's just so smart and just got such a good sensibility. She really has a bigger influence on this record than just that one song, Jenny, because she, you know, she's this folky kind of performance person, but she's a pop music fan and has written some great music with kind of collaborating with a guy named Mark Addison, they're turning out pop, these real poppy sounding records, like not necessarily tied to the acoustic guitar and that kind of, here's what I sound like live. And that was really inspiring to me to think of taking it, you know, most of my records are geared towards, you know, okay, I don't always have dobro, mandolin, and, you know, violins and stuff with me. In fact, I rarely do, but the recordings are really centered around how the songs are written, acoustic guitar, and my vocal. And working with Andre, we just didn't stick so close to that. Andre Moran produced the record, and he did just such a brilliant job. I'd never worked with him before. I didn't know him that well, except for that I'm a fan of his work. And he's in a band called The Bell Sounds, based out of Austin, Texas. And they're a pop rock band, you know what I mean? And so he, you know, just even the recommendation of working with Andre, that was an idea from Jana, because she knew them a little bit better than I did. And so she really was pretty instrumental in just the whole way it turned out, even though she's only got one song on the record, you know?
Yeah. I mean, instrumental, pun intended, right?
All puns are intended with songwriters, yes.
Well, I love that you can definitely tell there's a little more, you know, orchestration on there. You know, you'd mentioned that's like, yeah, there's even some horns in there. But when you take that out of the studio, you know, essentially all of the songs on the record, they sound like Susan Gibson's song, and you sound like no one. So they're going to be fantastic to see live. So we're all really excited you're coming back through.
Well, and you know, playing in Amarillo, my old hometown, I had to do something special. So Gary Thomason and Rick Fawcett are going to come and play with me.
Wonderful.
And so we'll, you know, it's kind of like, I felt like I needed to do more than just put on a clean shirt for this CD release party in Amarillo. So I hired some guns to bring with me.
You're going to call it the Gru Bits.
Yeah.
Little bits of Gru.
Grubish. Yeah.
Well, I think that's, you know, that's so wonderful that, you know, we're able to, you know, kind of like leech off of the history that you have here in the Texas Panhandle and get this concert. Yeah. This is going to be a really fun show, folks. It's going to be the 16th of November. That's Saturday night. Of course, we're going to have Panhandlers is doing cookies. We've got Palace Coffee. And guess what? Still, Austin Whiskey Company is doing a bourbon tasting for you.
Wowee!
So everybody get an Uber.
We've just elevated this thing to a brouhaha.
It's a still ha-ha.
It's a still ha-ha, yeah.
Well, this is fantastic. We're so thrilled about this new album. I know I was able to get an early copy and I had to like shelve it and put it off to the side for like 2 months while I just had to not look directly at it. It was like this thing that I couldn't look directly at or I'd lose sight. So now I can play it with impunity. I'm so excited.
I'm so glad too. Thank you for doing, you know, that's something else different about this record is that we did kind of a rollout and did you know, I have a guy that's helping me promote it to radio, which I haven't done that in a long time. And so I don't quite understand just all of the, you know, the little wheels that go into that, except for I understand building tension and release. So thank you so much for being patient and waiting until it was released, even though I was dying for you to play it just because, you know, I've been sitting on the record since April, so...
Yeah.
And well, they're uncomfortable.
I have all of the lyrics tattooed all over my neck and back, so I hope that's okay. Just kidding.
Perfect.
Well, this is such a great thing that to end off 2019 with some Susan Gibson living room concert. Where are you headed after you are in Amarillo? Are you pretty much wrapping it up for the end of the year, or you keep on going?
Well, no, this fall really got kind of busy kind of quick, and I slow down around Christmas. I have a gig in Norman, Oklahoma, right after that, right after the Saturday. No, I'm with you on the Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think the Norman gig is the Sunday.
Cool.
And then I'll come home, and then I have a little bit of time, and then we start with our Red River Songwriter.
Oh, wonderful.
Little stuff, and that'll take us into 2020. So,
my goodness.
Yeah, and then it's keep going.
Where does the time go?
It's so crazy.
Talk about imaginary lines, though. You know, it's like we have like, this calendar year is over, and next year's a leap year.
Yeah.
It's like, not really, though.
Yeah.
It's all the same day, man.
Yeah, yeah. One big day.
One
big song, one big band.
Right.
That's it.
Well, we're so grateful for you. Thank you so much for your time. And we're going to keep it in heavy rotation. And, of course, get some Terry Hendrix in there. Get some Jana.
Yeah.
Just keep the Texas women who are built Texas tough.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for everything you're doing for all of us up there, Jenny. And with High Plains Public Radio, man, it's such a great resource as a music fan and as a music maker, you know.
Well, we wouldn't have anything to play if you didn't make some music for us.
good.
All right.
Nice. Glad it works out that way. Thank you so much, Jenny.
Absolutely. And don't take any guff off of TSA.
I won't. I'm going to have to fly United, though. I'm kind of nervous.
And this interview has been sponsored by United Airlines. United Airlines. All right. Thank you so much, Susan. We'll see you soon.
You bet. We'll see ya.
All right. Bye-bye.